L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Set the scene for this because it's a big buzz right now. As more information continues to come out about Brian Koberger, the case in general, and what he may or may not have done well before the actual night. So let's set the scene on this. It's the middle of the night. October 10th of 2021 is where we're taking you to. And if you're playing along at home, you know that's not the night of the quadruple homicides. October 10th of 2021, College Town, Pullman, Washington. Young woman wakes up in her off-campus home to find a man in a ski mask. He's standing at the foot of her bed.
I can't even right now. I'm, can I just like go walk away and let you do this story and I'll come back in like 5 minutes?
No.
No, thanks. Oh God, no. This is hitting home. No, you're going to stay right here and you're going to listen to this shit right now.
Yeah.
Sit down.
This is going to be some trauma therapy for you, Stacey. You're just going
Thank
to.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Exposure. Continue. Exposure therapy.
Thank you. Continue on, sir.
You haven't had any man in a ski mask standing in front of your bed like this last week?
No, I have not, but I'm ready for it.
Okay. Because I'm like, where? Oh, okay.
No. Okay. I haven't been single for 20 years. So.
Well, just go watch a bunch of horror movies and get it out of you. And
oh, God. No wonder I can't sleep.
Yeah.
No wonder I cannot sleep. No, we mentioned in an episode that we did yesterday where I referenced this story about Koberger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I totally forgot what we were even talking about. Whatever. Neither here nor there. But just talking about how it's a weird world that we live in where we have to think about things. We were talking about the teachers and mm-hmm. moving on from district to district, even though there may be some red flags and just how you have to think differently in the world and how my world has shifted. So now I'm thinking differently that there is not a man sleeping on my right side anymore that would protect me, which I don't even know if he would have. I'd like to think he would have. I don't know.
You have ninja cats.
I have ninja cats and I have
ninja cats will save the day.
I have four big knives and I have two guns. One's loaded. And then I have a huge baton. And then I have some rattan sticks that I could just. Yeah. Tony's laughing. But you know what? I was in my very first radio job in Fargo, North Dakota. I was stalked. A guy totally smashed up my car. Yeah. And then called me the minute I got into my shift and said, how did you get to work today? I got the F out of Fargo, North Dakota. Like
and it was
3
Fargo.
Days
later. And it just adds to the mystique of the story. It's Fargo.
Doesn't it, though?
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't it? Yeah, I got the hell out of there. Yeah. And that was my first foray into stalkers in radio. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
People become obsessed with your voice. They feel like you are talking directly to them.
And then they end up at the foot of your bed with a knife.
It's which a is scenario exactly, I don't ever want to think about. I want to be ready for it.
Well, here, prepare yourself. Because what happens next here is fast, it's terrifying, and strangely familiar. Here's where it gets wild. Over a year later, the man who would shock the world by murdering four students in nearby Moscow, Idaho, is arrested. And suddenly, this older case, quietly marked inactive, filed away and collecting dust, gets pulled back into the light. Was Brian Koberger, the man now serving four life sentences for the Idaho slayings, also connected to this eerie break-in? Was it a dry run? A rehearsal or just a real creepy coincidence? So let's dig into this a little bit, because what investigators found and what they didn't might change the way we view everything that happened in that narrow window of time before the Idaho murders took place. So what exactly happened? Well, it was just before 3:30 in the morning, a student in a house and four sorority sisters jolted awake to sound of her bedroom door creaking open. There in the darkness stood a figure, burgundy ski mask, silent, holding a knife. She didn't scream. She didn't freeze. She kicked. She kicked him hard in the stomach, knocking him off balance. Fell back. He then bolted out of the room, down the stairs, out the door, vanished into the night. Her roommate, hearing the footsteps thundering upstairs, met her on the landing. Together, they called police, but when officers arrived, they found no sign of forced entry, no dropped items, no fingerprints. The intruder had moved like a ghost. Pullman police canvassed the area. Neighbors were questioned. One was looked at closely, but there wasn't enough to go on. The height description was about 5'3 to 5'5. That didn't help. There were no injuries and then no theft, just terror and a knife. The case was quietly labeled inactive until 2022. Then in November of 2022, the 13th, just a 15-minute drive from the sorority house, the University of Idaho students were brutally stabbed to death in their beds. suspect, the WSU PhD criminology student, Brian Koberger, living in Pullman at the time of these murders. Koberger was arrested then in December, and suddenly everything shifted. Pullman PD reopened the 2021 home invasion. Could the same man be behind both? The mask, the knife, the timing? It was too much to ignore. That's what we're learning about now. Detectives now know Koberger moved to Pullman in June of 2022, 8 months after that break-in. Could he have visited before? Maybe for a graduate event, maybe to get a feel for the area he'd soon call home. They start digging and comparing files, looking at travel records, academic schedules, even campus visit logs. The victim never saw the man's face, but the behavior, that quiet intrusion, that targeted bedroom, that weapon, it all seemed too calculated, too precise. And it gets darker because the layout of the house that was broken into, it resembles the Idaho murder house. A back entrance, multiple roommates, young women asleep and vulnerable. That level of situational awareness, that confidence, it doesn't usually come from nowhere. Pullman PD did take it seriously. A sergeant revisited the case, noting the parallels, but it wasn't just about speculation. They needed hard facts. Could Koberger have physically been in Pullman that weekend in October of 2021? They checked with WSU. Was there a recruitment event at the time? Any trace of Koberger on campus before his official enrollment? And the answer was no. No sign he was there, no records, nothing from hotels or transportations. The school said they were unaware of any visit by him that weekend. Then there's the height issue, too. The victim in Pullman estimated the masked man was between 5'3 and 5'5. Koberger's around 6 feet tall. Not exactly a close match. It's not a perfect science, though, either, and people can misjudge height in the dark, especially under trauma. But it is a red flag for investigators. So the case, it's once again inactive. There's just no evidence putting Koberger at the scene, nothing tangible anyway. The questions, though, are still out there. I mean, let's entertain the possibility, even if Koberger wasn't in Pullman that night, what if someone else was? Someone whose MO eerily mirrors his. Does that mean Koberger could now inspire a copycat? Or is it more likely we're looking at a coincidence wrapped in the fog of hindsight? Also, what if the height was off? What if he was there but slipped through the cracks? A dry run. That's what makes this so creepy, is the similarities in a town that doesn't usually have a lot of these sort of issues. A campus that doesn't seem to have a lot of these issues, at least not that we are aware of. Or are there other things? I don't know the answer to that question. Sometimes facts like that get buried, and I'm not accusing them of burying anything. But as we found out very recently on this program, just how many facts get buried within education systems for PR reasons about things that happen within their grounds that might get quietly swept under the rug so they don't get publicized. Again, I'm not accusing. I have no idea. I'm just saying it's a thought that crosses my mind because there's a lot of that. I'm not just saying this institution, or I'm saying as a whole. But I would imagine there's more of that going on than we're unaware of. That's your turn now to...
Is there any possibility there's somebody else in this area that's was going to maybe do something, and then Koberger stepped in and did something and spooked this person? Because what, 5'3" and 5'5", that is a very small man.
Well, My question is, if this is all in the dark, how good is anybody at, especially if you're laying down,
right?
And you're just seeing this person scramble out. I don't know.
She kicked him.
She kicked him, but then he would have also been kind of in a hunched state if he kicked him in the stomach. So he would have been down, might have been hard. I don't know. I just don't know how much I would rely on the height thing. But more importantly, was he there? Could he have been there physically? That's the question.
I don't think there's any doubt that he could have been there. Well,
but we'd have to look at, I think, more records of his history. You'd have to dig into his cell history. You'd have to dig into everything and go, where was he tracked at that point in time? He wasn't in town. He wasn't enrolled there. He was in the other part of the country, very likely. So why would he have been there? And why would he then attack a random house that he really knew nothing about because he didn't even live there yet?
Unless he was plotting this. Or, again, is there somebody else in the area?
I'm sure there's other people in the area that like to do horrible things like this. But they just don't always, you know, there's probably not, it's not like a rampant problem. But do they come out at night sometimes? Yeah, they do. I mean, that's why it's such a scary image, is because it's used so many times of the scary man in the house with a knife.
Yeah.
Because it does happen. But does it mean it's Koberger? No, but it certainly does make sense that they went back and looked at it, because there was a lot of parallels right there that, yeah, I mean, is it common? What are the, I don't know what the stats would be on this, for a lone male to break into a sorority house and attack that? I mean, it's, I guess it would kind of depend on the security of the sorority house. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like a way that you would get caught very fast with a lot of people there. It's not like you're going to go to some secluded area, or like somebody that's just like living in their own private apartment. I don't know. I mean, what I'm saying is the confidence this man had, the same confidence that Koberger had to go into that house, was exhibited in this one. That's why I'm saying is odd about it, because I'm just thinking, like, if you're, I don't know, just a, you're thinking logically, like, where would you be more likely to get caught breaking into a home? One with like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, how many more people in it? Or one person?
I also want to point out that I know when I was in college, which was, gosh, long time ago, I lived in a frat house for a little bit. I wasn't supposed to be living there, but I was. And they didn't lock the doors. The front door didn't even have a working lock on it. The bedroom, like your individual rooms, had locks. But anybody could come in that house at any time. It was open to the public. It was frightening. And the door, this was a very old home, like over 100 years old. The door locks, the door handles, the door knobs were just, you know, old antique. Like you could jiggle them and they'd like fall apart.
Sure.
So that was a frat house. Now, I would hope there's better security nowadays, but, you know, this was like 30 years ago.
I think it depends on the college you're at and the type of fraternity houses they have, because I'm here in the Fayetteville area of Arkansas. So we have that college here, the Razorbacks. And it's the frat houses here are stunning. Is that Skull and Bones over here? I mean, it's not, but they're very beautiful homes and they're well kept up, and they're like very good fraternities and whatever it is all is. I never got into any of it. I don't get it. But of course, like I went, you know, I have a lot of friends at like UW Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And, you know, I've been into those frat houses too, or Wausau. And they ain't that. I mean, it's like borderline haunted house sometimes that's being kept up.
And that's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that,
frightening. Like nowadays, I think if the parents had known that their kids were staying in a home that didn't have a lock on the front door.
Yeah.
And this was in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, but the kids in Idaho, they didn't either. They knew one and they didn't care because it was just, they felt safe. And I think, I mean, unless you're from like a bigger city or places where you really got to think about that, you're not going to think about that. And that's just, I don't know. It's either in you or it's not, or it's going to be in you because you'll learn it the hard way. But if you're going into life and that's just not what you've ever done, you're not just going to start doing it. You should. It'd be lovely. I mean, I came from a place where it's like, and unreasonably a place where it was lock everything. When I look back, it's like, well, now I would, but it helped me. I mean, I've always been very safe and I lock everything. I'm very secure, but that's not a majority of people, I think.
Right.
And maybe that's good in some ways, but not when it comes to security and giving yourself a false sense of security. Unfortunately, that can backfire spectacularly, and that seems to be what happened here.
I don't know. Is Koberger, I think I read that he said that wasn't him, that he had nothing to do with that break-in. I thought I read that yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you believe him?
I do. I do, because I think he'd want to take credit for it.
Okay.
I believe it's kind of like BTK. He wants credit for anything that he's going to get called out on, and he'll eat it up. And then, but he's even said in a real creepy way, he's like, he doesn't want to take credit. I don't want to take credit for someone else's work, or it was something. I think it was like that. It was a very creepy statement referring to, you know, homicidal madness as some sort of like constructive art, you know?
How gross, huh?
Yeah. And I kind of believe that because he has in some other cases. He put, when he could articulate and, you know, write and stuff, I don't think he's in the greatest, he's probably going to die soon, honestly. He would be putting out clues. He was just playing with the game. He was playing with people up until he really couldn't much anymore. And if he could, he would.
What a sick way to think about things.
Yeah.
Really.
But that's with Koberger, you wonder, because Koberger's like the, the way that she said it, the way that Olivia Gonzalez said it, a wannabe. It's true. It's 1000% true. But he's a wannabe of a little one of this, a little one of that. He's a little one. There was a horror movie, like a horror crime movie in the late 90s. I remember. I don't remember. It was like Bringing Out the Dead or something like that. But it was a killer that was going around and taking body parts of different victims and placing them in different places. And eventually creating a crucifix with these body parts that were in like this abandoned New York building, and detectives find it. And it's horrifying. But that's kind of what Koberger reminds me of, is like he's a little bit of this. He wants to be a little bit of that. So, and his actions are always kind of sporadically changing. Like he can be kind of BTK-ish, he'd be kind of Bundy-ish, he can be kind of this. And Robin Dreeke has a really interesting theory too about where this knife is.
Really?
Based on another killer that Koberger studied. And we're going to be talking about that this week. So that's going to be an interesting one to listen to on the podcast, because he's even, when we were talking the other day off the air, he was like, and I did this and I made this map. And I'm like, holy shit. Okay, this is going to be an interesting conversation. So that's coming up on the podcast. So be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching us. And
so he thinks the knife is like somewhere hidden.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, where else would it be? But I'm personally, I think it's at the bottom of some river. There's a lot of rivers out in that area.
I don't know.
Do you think he wants it to be found?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't thought enough about it. And it's not the conversation that we're going to have when me and Robin talk. It's not about does he want it to be found? It's about what was he planning? What was he planning beyond this? What was the intent? And where did it come from? Like, because there's some emulation there we're going to talk about with another killer that would make some sense.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one to listen to. And if you're someone who's interested in like, hey, I'm going to go look around and you want some interesting insight from the counterintelligence guy from the FBI, listen in. It's going to be really interesting. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode. Let us know in the comments your thoughts on this. Could it have been Koberger? Am I completely missing the boat thinking what I'm thinking is logical over here, but maybe I'm missing it? Let me know your thoughts if it could possibly have been him, and if there's other pieces that I'm just ignorant to and haven't seen yet. Let us know. Or was it not him? Let us know in the comments section. For Stacey, I'm Tony. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right. Sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Annabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Annabay sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Annabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.